I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. For Persian-speaking believers, following Christ could cost them everything. Despite the danger, Bruce Allen of FMI sees the wider Persian population seeking answers.
Some are just giving up on religion totally. They're becoming atheists. Others are saying, it's not Islam. What is it? And there's this huge spiritual hunger. And people are really investigating the claims of Jesus Christ.
Reaching them requires on-the-ground partnerships with local pastors, pastors like Aziz, who continues sharing the gospel in the face of persecution. Aziz and his family were recently attacked and forced to flee their home. Undeterred, he continues his church planting and returns to that same community to minister to churches there. Please pray for Aziz, his wife, and spiritual growth among the churches he serves. And Lynn Cowell, author and speaker with Proverbs 31 Ministries, recently met an adult literacy class with Mission India. One out of every four Indian adults is illiterate. Mission India's adult literacy classes teach reading, writing, math skills, and even share the gospel. Cowell says she loved meeting one woman named Sunita.
Sunita became a student in a class in her community. And after going through that class, she became a believer in Christ. When we met her, her face literally just beamed with confidence, a confidence that had come from knowing Christ and from the skills that she had gained through not only becoming a member of these classes, but becoming a leader in her community.
Learn how to sponsor a literacy student with Mission India at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month's Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book Much Prayer, Much Power by founder Peter Dynica. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.